from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-T-I. Have mercy, Mr. Attitude. Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pop Brad. The trio is now a duo with just Lee and Eric because Rachel's off languishing. She's having a languish. But I hope she gets better in time to become RTI's Royal Reporter. Because the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are to visit New Zealand and Australia next April. That's the whole subject closed because Rachel's not here to comment.
Except to say one thing.
What?
That I am actually in Australia at that time. I will actually be touring Australia before the Dutch Duke and the Duck and the Duchess of Cambridge actually arrive. So I will have stolen all their glory as a Mancunian in Australia.
You're convincing yourself that you going to Australia is a bigger story than the Duke and Duchess.
I am better looking than the Duke and sexier than the Duchess, so yes. What? And I'm not named after a dog. Like, Duke! That's when you've lost your dog, isn't it? Duke!
No. I'm just trying... I've got this weird visualisation of you in one of the Duchess of Cambridge's dresses. And it doesn't.
Sure you should be admitting this.
This doesn't look good.
Actually, I look very nice in a dress. Oh, no. I do. Honestly, I'm going to put one on after the show and send you a picture.
All right, okay.
Would you like a little short one so you can see my panties?
No, well, I'm just concerned that your beer belly would be a bit too big for the dress.
I'll hold it in.
What, that much?
Yeah, I can hold it in for a few, in long enough for a photograph. I know it makes me look curvaceous. You know when you get those sort of curvaceous hips and things like that? And it's like that muffin top. You know, there's a lot of people.
Right, yeah. I'm trying to think of the name of them. They were a dance squad in the, I think, 80s in the UK. The Roly Polies. Look them up on the internet, boys and girls. Yeah, the Roly Polies. That would be Lee in one of the Duchess's dresses.
I like big girls.
Dear. Shall we move on?
I would.
I think it's a good idea. Staying in Melbourne, an air-powered car has reached a speed of 20 kilometres an hour. That's 12 miles an hour. It's a crowd... I bet Lee doesn't understand any of this. A crowd-funded Lego car.
I think this is great because it's the only time you could actually say on the radio, quite legitimately, that this air-powered car built of Lego reached 20 kilometres around the world and everybody was bricking it.
You ducked the question there, didn't you?
What? Of course it makes sense to me.
What, crowdfunded?
Crowdfunded?
Yeah.
I wasn't even listening. I didn't even hear that.
You muppet.
So they're collecting money on the streets as this car goes by?
No.
Really slowly.
Wrong.
Go on then, tell me. Educate me.
It's an investment programme.
Yeah.
Done on the internet by crowds of people who fund things. So it's not one investor, not two, it can be hundreds.
Yeah.
And it's called crowdfunding. And these guys managed to raise all these lovely people enough money.
That's really interesting.
To build a Lego car, which is awesome. I tell you,
It starts up. It's really good at starting up because it says it here in an awesome startup. Then it goes at 20 miles an hour. It's a bit like your Megan.
Nothing wrong with my Megan, thank you. I just think it's a wonderful story. And I'm sure if the boys at home are honest, their Lego kits don't go away.
No.
We still love Lego. And we love...
When you say that, I have to add a caveat that if you love Lego, put a ver on the end of it. It makes sense.
Stop it. And... the science kits.
Science kits?
Yeah, the Lego science kits, lads. Get one of them under your Christmas tree.
I've had one of them.
Have you not?
I've never... I had a few bits of Lego once.
Oh, right.
I could make like an L. and things like that out of it.
Right.
I never had a science kit.
You can even get a Formula One car.
What? A proper one?
Well,
without a Lego?
No, it's a pretend one, obviously.
Well, can I ask a serious question on this? Because obviously you are, amongst all your other talents, you are an expert on Lego.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I do like Lego.
Why would you want a car made out of Lego that only does 20 miles an hour?
Because it's an achievement.
It's not an achievement. Why don't you just put some Lego in your pocket and get in my Bentley?
Your what?
Bentley.
Your what?
My Bentley.
What does it say on the front?
It says Chrysler Bentley.
It's a Rolls Canardly, I've told you before. Rolls down here is Canardly album. This will bring tears to your eyes, boys and girls. The British Bloodhound supersonic car, which is going to reach speeds of 1,000 miles an hour.
Now, is this built out of Lego?
No. Oh, dear. The engines have been built by Namo, which is the same company that build engines for space rockets.
Namo.
Yes. Yeah. You're not at all interested, are you?
Where's Raifoss?
Up north, in Scandinavia.
Is it in... near Lillehammer?
I don't know that for sure.
Because Lillehammer, ladies and gentlemen, is coming back for its second series. And it has that bloke out of the E Street Band, who was in The Sopranos, playing the lead again.
This has just gone whoosh right over my head.
So's your hybrid motor that'll do 1,000 miles per hour off the bike.
Anyway, we'll move on. We told you so!
We did!
We got Lee, we got something right.
We did. No, we've had a few things right.
Are you sure about that? We are looking back at 2013, and it's rather dark, but we did get this one thing right, which was the airlines have changed their opinion on what you can have on when you're on a plane. And the numpty award of the week goes to a newscaster who said, for the first time... Excuse me? The first time? I don't think so. And he continued, BA allows gadgets, and he was actually referring to the first time on planes. And I have to say to you, sir, I do respect you, that's why I'm not naming you, but...
Is this Laurie Price?
I'm not saying a word. But the fact is, it is not the first aeroplane to allow this to happen, because we announced the first aeroplanes in America doing this yonks ago. So that's where were you?
Where were you, Mr. Unnamed Laurie Price?
It's not him.
Sorry. Sorry, Laurie.
It's not him. Anyway, British Airways have now followed other airlines by allowing you to have your gadgets on when you land and take off.
I think it's interesting because I heard somebody from, I don't know where they were from, but they were from some aviation authority or aviation firm.
Were they old? And,
pretty old.
No, they won't know what they're talking about.
Well, in a way, I hope they weren't, because it looks like there's been a tremendous con perpetrated on the flying public over this. Because actually, they used to say it was because your phone interfered with the instruments on the plane.
Oh, don't go there.
It wasn't. But he said they admitted it wasn't. And I think
last time. No, it was a case with certainly earlier technology.
Yeah.
Where we would have, as radio people, called it sproggy.
Sproggy?
Which means it's supposed to work in one frequency area, but it worked in dozens.
Right.
And also, with mobile phones, they are always looking and sending a signal, trying to find a base station to talk to. Right. So it was transmitting, which is not a good thing. The gadgets that they're talking about now, there is no transmission on. You have to have your phone in flight mode to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
In that case, it's rather like the old myth about mobile phones. To be really honest, I bet people do not clean the surface areas of their microwave. And if you don't, pardon me, you will find there'll be more microwaves leaking out of your microwave cooker than you could get from your mobile phone.
Well, what this aviation expert said was the reason they banned it was so that people, if in that, like the most dangerous point in a plane journey is taking off and landing.
Yes.
And if you were concentrating on your iPad or whatever, you wouldn't see the fact that you were about to crash. Your concentration would be elsewhere.
Good.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly my point. I'd rather be looking at my iPad while I'm about to crash and not knowing I'm going to crash.
Exactly. I agree with you entirely. So what's the point?
Stupid airline.
I know. What a numpty he was as well. Yeah. Anyway, the good news is you can now take your tablet or your phone onto an aeroplane and watch a movie or something.
Yeah, and that's it. It's brilliant, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? It'll make all the difference, won't it? Now you can go sit on a plane for the... Yeah.
Well,
do you know it takes the average plane 20 minutes to land?
Of course it does.
Oh, I just saw Sherry.
Why are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I've known it for ages. I'm just surprised that you're not surprised.
Well, I'm not surprised, Lee.
I'm not either, so... That's it for that bit.
Apparently, according to Lee's headline, ho, 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 mincing pies get top place stolen.
See, I've got to explain here. There was a joke in that headline, which Eric, in his wisdom, edited out. So it says mincing pies get top place stolen, which doesn't make sense.
No.
When it's original form, when it said mincing pies get top place stolen...
Yes.
As in the cake. It's not funny.
No.
It's just clever.
It wasn't a joke, Lee.
It was clever.
Right. Anyway.
It was a clever headline rather than a funny headline.
For those that don't know, mince pies are not mince pies.
No, they're not. They're not. No. They are straight pies. They do not mince. They walk with purpose.
But the first time I brought mince pies to Slovakia, people thought I was going to have a meat pie with my dinner. And they were very confused by this because people in Europe don't have mince pies like they have in the UK.
They have similar ones, similar things, but I don't know what they are.
No, they're not mince pies. So anyway, when we're referring to mince pies in the UK, we mean a pie, a small round spherical pie that has cooked fruit inside it, namely currants, sultanas, apples, orange peel, like that. And
which has been minced.
Which has been minced, and it looks black and it tastes lovely.
It's mincy, mincy, lovely.
It is lovely. And if you're really smart, you can put a little bit of rum with it as well. That's nice.
And also, when you warm it up in your microwave, Guinness.
Yeah.
I've never had mince pies and Guinness. I'll give it a try in this afternoon.
Just put a little drop in the mixture before you cook it.
What you do as well, when you put your Guinness in...
Top tip coming up.
Yeah, hot tip, literally.
Hot.
Stick it in your microwave, right?
Hey?
Stick your mince pie in your microwave.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Just let it spin so it gets hot.
Mm.
And then lift that little lid up on the top and chuck some ice cream in. Put the lid down and have it then. It is
Oh, that's yummy.
Orgasmic.
That is yummy.
I'd say orgasm.
No. But the other thing you can do, Lee.
Yeah.
And this is it's better than any shop, boys and girls.
Okay.
Get a nice pack of unsalted butter.
Right.
It's got to be the unsalted one.
Yeah.
Get some nice sugar, proper sugar.
Yeah.
And a fair-sized bottle of brandy.
Oh.
And then get your hands in there like a baby eating everything. And you mix it all up.
You have to have little thin hands to get it in a bottle of brandy.
Get your missus to do it. And then then what you do is you put it in the fridge and let it set. And then you put that on the top of a warm mince pie. And that's really nice.
Here's another top tip, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we doing a Delia show or what?
Oh, well, we could do, because this is really interesting. And not many people know this for Christmas, because this is a Mancunian trick.
Uh-oh. It's going to be Mars bars in fat.
No, that's only when you've eaten one.
I was trying to have a cup of tea. Go on.
What you do, right, this is really incredible, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm.
Go to your butcher's. You might have to order it in advance now, but buy some tripe. You know the thing that you have onions with?
Ooh.
Yeah, but listen, this is a top tip for Christmas.
No.
Get the honeycomb tripe. That's the stuff that like looks like it's a honeycomb, but it's white, right? And soak it
in beer or brandy or whiskey. Soak it overnight.
Yeah.
And then put it in your oven and cook it. It is beautiful.
You do realise if there's anybody eating at home at the moment, they're just about to run to the bathroom.
What they need to do is send us a message, tell us what they're eating. Then we'll be as powerful as Jim Hawkins is.
Not possible. The reason that mince pies are losing out is because of the Stollen.
The Stollen.
Which is wonderful. It's very rich.
Very dry. Not very moist, is it, as a cake? It's not a moist cake.
No, it's not. No, I agree. It's not moist, but it's not dry.
I like moist.
Anyway, it should be covered, or, to use the professional term, anointed.
Yeah, anointed.
I don't know why they just don't put rum or brandy on it. It's like years ago, things were burnt. Now they're caramelised.
Like, you mean like witches?
No, like food. Once upon a time, you had burnt food and cooked food. Now you have...
We used to caramelise witches.
Yeah, exactly. So now you have burnt, caramelised... Oh, I give up. Anyway, you pour some rum or brandy over this stuff. It's yum. But not while you're driving, of course. Otherwise, you'll spill it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, indeed. But anyway, if you can get hold of some Stollen, it's really, really nice.
Stollen's lovely. It's just very dry. You can actually build the... If you put little holes in it and little... Forget that. Carry on.
In one way, I want to compliment this bloke. In other ways, I want to go... Argh. But you've got to admit, to let this happen is just unbelievable. A guy who was begging in the UK, in the West End of London, actually lived... in a £1,000 a month flat, just a couple of miles away from where he was begging. He used to use cardboard signs. His name's Christopher Turner, and a dog to trick locals into thinking he was homeless, and got all this money. He got to the grand old age of 51, and he got caught.
I know. The thing is, he used to actually sit there outside a branch of the HSBC bank, so they all thought he was a banker who'd gone bankrupt. But get.
Anyway, he was receiving house...
I could tell you a true story. What?
We haven't got time. Anyway, he was receiving benefit for it as well. And what annoys me is it means that genuine people that needed the money didn't get the money, whereas he did, and that's a bit naughty. We have a message for Google.
Do we?
We do now. Because apparently Google is asking the British High Court to block... a breach of privacy legal action against them in the UK. And this is some ordinary British internet users that don't use Google products.
Right.
And they've said the browser that they're using should not enable Google to find out what they like, don't like, etc., etc.
I think they're quite right.
And I think they're quite right, but I think this has got more to it than meets the eye. Because... if Google wins this case, it means they're above the law.
I think that's a really good point that really needs making. And these people who, like you say, are just ordinary people off the street, basically, are actually doing something, are standing up for the rest of us and doing something. And really, everybody should write to them all, get on board with them, and let the courts know how we all feel about the invasion of our privacy.
Google's argument is they should do this in the USA, which, of course, means your average person can't afford to do it.
Yeah.
But let me remind everybody of something. When Google comes into your house, and let's just say you're in the UK, it's coming through the UK's infrastructure, not a Google infrastructure. When it comes through Slovakia, in my case, it comes through Slavnet, which is the biggest ISP here, and it's not a Google connection. I am not renting the space from Google. Yeah. So I'm sorry, Mr. Google, when you hit the border of Slovakia, you are in Slovakia if you're touching my computer. Therefore, I think you should be under Slovak law. If you're in the UK, UK law. You have to do it in China. So why not everywhere else? That's my message. China gets lambasted a lot, Lee.
China?
Mm.
China gets lambasted a lot, yeah, because it's a country which is still not understood, and yet it is such a burgeoning nation that people should pay more attention to it and understand what it's about. Why are you asking me this?
Because I just think these doctors in China are an absolute genius. They really are. This guy's had an accident, boys and girls. I'm not going to go into all the details, but basically his hand was severed.
Yeah.
Now, because of the nature of the injuries, it would take several operations before they got to a point where they could graft the hand back on. So what they did in the meantime is they grafted his hand just above, well, on his ankle to keep it alive. And you'll never believe it. It's working.
Well, it does, isn't it? And it seems
unbelievable.
Like when they used to graft ears onto the top of mouse's heads and things like that. It's actually just making a connection between things that need to stay alive. I think it's a brilliant story.
Absolutely. And I'll take my congratulations to China for doing it. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And apparently the doctors claim that they will be able to sew the hand back on and they expect him to make a relatively good recovery. Moving back to the UK, this is for Lee because it's up near where he lives.
Where is it? It's nowhere near where I live.
It is.
It's in the same country, I'll give you that.
It's north of Watford.
Oh, I see, of course. Yes, you're quite right. I'm just up the road from it, you're right.
Yeah, you northerner. Anyway, Wensleydale cheese has been granted protection by the EU. So now, only cheese that's produced in the Yorkshire Dales will be allowed to use the name Yorkshire Wensleydale.
I think that's perfectly legitimate and right. Why would you say, like with my car, a Bentley, that somebody else should be able to create a Skoda and call it a Bentley?
Yes. Anyway, we move on. I'd like to share the story of the wonderful postman, because postmen are also another bunch of people that get sort of lambasted throughout the year. A New York postman has been hailed a hero after saving two baby brothers from a burning building. The twins were on the third floor of a building in the Bronx when it went up, and this lovely man bothered to stop, help out, and save the children. The father dropped the twins down to him from three floors up, and he caught the kids and saved their lives. What a wonderful man. Happy Christmas to you, that's for sure.
Happy Christmas to you, definitely.
Yeah, and I'm very confused with Russia at the moment, because just a few hours ago, Russia agreed to release the Greenpeace activists and a gay band from jail. And this is a new law. The State Duma voted on it because the Kremlin said you should. And it was voted 446-0. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, it means the 30 activists from Greenpeace will be home for Christmas by the sound of it. And the punk rock band, and I say this very reservedly, it is their name, Pussy Riot. They have been released from jail as well. They've been in trouble many, many times before. And it's a new bill passed, which is an amnesty, which Mr. Putin has done to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the passage of Russia's post-Soviet constitution.
Yeah.
Right.
What a lovely thing for him to do. The problem is, like most of the pundits say, is it really going to happen?
Well, he's got no choice now because the international media have got him. Adele, that person who's singing with that other person, has been awarded an MBE for services.
Why?
To music. I don't know.
For Skyfall? It was pathetic. It was a pathetic song.
Thank you, Lee. I love you. I love you. Lee, I love you. Lee, I love you.
I love you too.
What you're basically saying is somebody pathetic is on the same bill as Bob Dylan. Yes, yes, got him.
I'm not even going to try and dignify that remark.
Are you not? And it's a big happy Christmas for us all, ladies and gentlemen.
It is, and I don't know why.
Justin Bieber's retiring.
And now, what a load of rubbish that is. I bet he doesn't. How old is he? 19. That's all he is. You can't retire at 19, you stupid little boy.
Actually, it's the second.
Out of work.
It's the second PR award of the week.
Yeah.
goes to the Bieber people, because guaranteed, now he said, I will retire after my next album. Meaning, Justin Bieberites will go and buy his new album and sell billions of them. And then
it's his last one, and it isn't.
Mr. Bieber's people, could you just email me, you know, studio at, you know, usual place, and can you tell me when the Come Back From Retirement tour is launched? Because we'd like to share that with our listeners, wouldn't we, Lee?
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah, we should share that. The Come Out of Retirement Bieber tour, we want to know when is it going to happen, because we'd like to share it with absolutely everybody, because we think it's a wonderful thing to do, and we want to be first with the breaking news that he's come back from his retirement.
And also, could they explain how they could actually taint the reputation and the memory of the Monkees?
What?
Well, they've called the followers of Justin Bieber, I'm a Belieber.
Oh. No.
Yeah, I think that's terrible, the poor old Monkees. They're all dead now. They can't complain.
They're not all dead.
Who's not dead?
I think there's one of them still cooking about.
There might be two, actually, thinking
could
about
be.
It.
Could be.
Yeah.
Anyway, boys and girls, we move on very rapidly because we haven't got time to talk about Sandra Howard and her tattoo at 73. We haven't got time to talk about how a wonderful guide dog saved an owner when he fell onto a railway track. Would you believe it?
Interesting. You didn't see that coming.
No, but we will also warn you that if you go and buy
the world's most expensive bike
at £67,000,
when it's coated in 24 karat gold
and 600 rusky crystals,
don't chain it to a lamppost,
because somebody might nick it.
They might even just nick the diamonds.
We did that rather well, and we didn't even rehearse that.
I know. That's because we're cool.
Apparently, this is the world's most expensive mountain bike. You won't find it in your local stores everywhere because it costs £67,000. I'll let him finish off. But on behalf of Rachel and myself, we want to wish you a really, really happy Christmas wherever you are, whatever creed or whatever race, religion you're into. Have a lovely time over the holidays. Please, we beg you, do not drink and drive. It's not funny. It's not clever. It's just stupid. So please don't do it, and be sensible. When somebody brings you the present you don't like, just be a little ambassador. Just smile sweetly and say thank you, rather than, I don't like that, I'll put it in the bin. Because that really doesn't go down very well. From me and Rach, bye-bye, over to Lee.
Thank you very much. May I say I agree with Eric entirely. Everything is wonderful. Have a lovely, lovely Christmas. Remember one simple thing. Christmas is about the birth of Santa.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.